Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has been ordered to reduce its number of paid adverts. Snapchat overtakes Twitter on Android devices in the US. And Sina Weibo agrees a deal allowing advertisers easier access to data. Baidu has been ordered to reduce the number of paid adverts it can include in its search results. This is just the next step in a continuing story that started after the death of Chinese student Wei Zexi, who died after the experimental cancer treatment he found on Baidu didn't work. Following his death, Baidu subsequently came under fire for supposedly selling top medical listings to the highest bidder without sufficiently checking their claims. Amongst the changes ordered by the Chinese regulators were ensuring that paid-for promotions didn't make up more than 30% of search results per page, and preventing medical institutions that had not been approved by the government from being promoted on Baidu. The Chinese search engine has said that it will now completely overhaul its current search results so that they will be ranked by credibility in future. Twitter has been overtaken by Snapchat when it comes to the number of downloads on Android phones in the US. In April, it was announced that Twitter was currently installed on 21.8% of Android devices, whilst Snapchat was installed on 22.7% of devices, making this the first time that the photo sharing app has found itself ahead. Snapchat has since been noted as a rising risk for both Twitter and Facebook, with Argus analyst Jim Keller saying that he was concerned that Twitter may be ceding potential and active users to sites such as Snapchat, which he noted worked better in the selfie era. However, despite Snapchat's rise, it still falls behind Facebook's collection of apps, with Facebook itself currently being the most popular, being installed on 68% of Android devices, followed by its own Facebook Messenger app, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Marketers in China have had a significant boost after Weibo agreed a deal with data management firm Nielsen. The new deal will enable marketers to see if their advertising campaigns on the social media site are reaching their intended targets. According to Nielsen, it will provide a digital measurement rating standard created from data taken from Weibo itself. The two businesses will work alongside Tencent to develop a means of being able to more accurately measure ROI. According to Wang Yuan, vice president of Sina Weibo, the new system will establish metrics that can help enterprises transition to mobile internet, often seen as being similar to Twitter in the way it promotes a microblogging format. Weibo has 100 million messages posted every day in China with around a 30% penetration rate. Due to the high amount of usage, the new deal will enable advertisers to accurately target large audiences online with more success. Social networking giant Facebook is to open an office in Malaysia. Over 18 million Malaysians use Facebook every month, with over 6.5 million using the site's subsidiary company Instagram. Facebook's Asian Pacific Vice President Ben Neary said in a blog post that Malaysia is one of the leaders in digital adoption and innovation across Southeast Asia, and that the country was leading the charge in the region, and that its digital transformation had positively impacted both people and businesses. However, the new office, set to be opened in Kuala Lumpur, is likely due to the fact that the country's usage of Facebook is high above the global average, with Malaysians being twice as likely to like a page, whilst also being likely to have 60% more friends. And finally, Google has launched an update to Google Maps that allows users to visit the venues of the upcoming Rio Olympics. Around 500,000 foreigners are expected to visit Brazil in the summer, and Google have aimed to make the maps as useful as possible for visitors. The content is accessible through either your phone or desktop and includes full maps of all the venues that include toilets, different floor levels, and information desks, amongst other features. Users can also enter the venues virtually and use the newly implemented 360-degree view of some of the event's venues, including the Maracanã Stadium in Rio. This new feature comes not long after the real-time transit information update that was added to the app for the host city. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.